Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and recently I did a list on video games that were impossible for newcomers, be it through the actual difficulty of the video game or just the player bases themselves. And you know what, there were so many of them that I had to come back and do some more. So let's get on with it. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 more video games that are impossible for newcomers. Number 8, DayZ. So born of a mod for Arma 2, which itself is a notoriously difficult egg to crack, DayZ took all of that game's foibles, added in zombies with an unending desire to feast on your brain matter, and then challenged players to try and survive against these hordes of the undead as well as other players. The mod exploded in popularity, helping give rise to the battle royale genre, and the internet was awash with videos showing not just where the best loot was, but how to play the bloody thing at all. The game was like trying to read a Stephen Hawking book in a different language while a shifty bloke in the corner of your room tries to wedge a screwdriver in your spine every 10 seconds. Now, in all honesty, at the time that I played this the most, the game was rife with bugs and glitches that hampered the experience so much that things would normally amount to walk for 20 minutes, pick up some half-eaten toast because everything else had already been looted, turn around, and then get killed by another player from a mile away or from a zombie that's just phased through a bloody door. It is a challenging game from start to finish, is what I'm trying to say, and one that actively seems to punish new players by offering no guidance on where to go, what to do, or how to survive being force-fed bleached by other sadistic members of the community, because yes, that was also a thing. Number 7, Driver. So let's talk about a game whose very name alone might make you grip your metaphorical steering wheel so hard that your knuckles turn white. I'm speaking, of course, about Driver for the PlayStation 1. Now, I know that some of you might not consider this to be a challenging experience for the most part, but we cannot ignore the sheer strain the tutorial section put on players, such as in the last video that we did on this, Miguel Narciso, who simply stated that tutorial in Driver. You can almost feel the seething rage, can't you? This is less an example of a community being unwelcoming to new players and the game itself treating noobs with utter contempt, challenging them to complete a checklist in order to ever leave the opening underground parking lot area. But what makes this so infuriating is the game never specifies starting locations nor even what is required for completion, leading to players screeching around in desperation as the timer ever ticks down. Oh, did I not mention that there's a timer? Yeah, it's an utter bastard that will leave you with just a few seconds left even if you do it perfectly. Many tears were shed over this ridiculously early barrier to progress. Number 6, Hunt Showdown. Now let it be known, in the slew of other Battle Royale-esque games, Hunt Showdown really does a good job of presenting a unique formula, and has rather been unfairly overlooked in recent months despite it being genuinely brilliant. The gameplay centres around teams of bounty hunters with a severe death wish looking to make big bucks on bagging supernatural entities, as well as cursed treasures and then scarpering into the marshes and woodlands before any other team can claim their skulls and their hard-won booty. It makes for tense, horrifying and exhilarating moments each and every time. However, that's only if you can figure out what the hell is going on. As Trevor Duckworth pointed out in the previous video, I want this player base to grow, but I also remember the hundreds of hours spent on just learning muzzle velocities of different weapons and sound signatures of various guns. Please play Hunt Showdown, please don't give up. You know what, I have to echo these thoughts. As being dropped into a match against seasoned pros and not understanding why you're missing your shots and how they seem to be able to track you instantly can get old really quick. And things aren't helped by the fact that the game almost laughs in your face for trying to request information from it, meaning that if you're ever going to get a successful hunt going, you're going to need to bone up online beforehand. Number 5, Escape from Tarkov. Ooh, Escape from Tarkov is literal hell for newcomers. Now, to be clear, I've not actually played very much of this game, as I too was chewed up and spat out by the machine. But even a cursory glance at the reams of text and lengthy online videos that make up this game's help section will tell you that it is not for the faint-hearted. Nearly all of these guides are created by the player base, as the very notion of helping gamers understand what the hell is going on, how they died, and indeed to what, is clearly a humorous notion to the Tarkov devs. It is not a simple game, even in its concept, which requires you to memorize drop and extraction points, location of loot, and of course all of the sneaky sniper encampments dotted around each area. Making matters even worse is that if you die in Tarkov, you not only lose the opportunity to take any gear that you found with you, but you lose everything you came in with, meaning that each and every game is a tense battle of survival that many will lose. However, if you can push through the immediate and incredibly steep learning curve, there's an absolute gem of a game to enjoy here. Number 4, Monster Hunter World. The Monster Hunter games have never been ones to offer robust tutorials and easily accessible ports of information, and you know what? That was actually a bit of a big plus in the eyes of many. Sure, the games start off at a gentle pace, but they all contain an underlying message of making you want to explore and learn by yourself. Remember, these are often new lands that you're exploring, so it creates a feeling of uncharted territories and having to adapt on the fly to new threats. However, a fair few newbies sighed in relief when Capcom finally announced that it would be making Monster Hunter World a lot more user-friendly. And to their credit, this game, above all others in the franchise, really does make an effort to ease players in. However, over time, it does seem that the Monster Hunter community didn't exactly carry this message through and want to pitch in and carry newcomers through difficult fights. Now, before you think I'm bashing the fanbase entirely, this is actually an issue that Capcom are responsible for, as their approach to multiplayer changed considerably with this installment. No longer were online sessions about forming a party and sticking with them for hours, as here Monster Hunter World favors drop-in, drop-out sessions that disband after each hunt. This, unfortunately, means that you barely bond with your team, and as such, the sense of wanting to help other players out, especially newcomers, dramatically diminishes. You can still party up with pals, but for newbies, well, they may well be left out in the cold. Shame, as this game is bloody brilliant. Number 3, Squad. The recently released military shooter Squad dropped with the tagline "Communicate, Coordinate, Conquer" in order to sell its gameplay blend of arcade Twitch reaction gunplay and military simulation. It sees up to 100 players wage war across huge and varied maps, and it is tense. However, upon playing the game, Communicate, Coordinate, and Conquer tends to boil down to your teammates screaming about taking enemy fire from across the map with no earthly clue whatsoever as to what's pinning you down. This game is so utterly brutal, and it's not uncommon to be picked off by snipers hiding in a tree line miles away, or have your helicopter meet a sudden and very explosive end without warning. It's a sheer thrill to be on the side of the barrel firing at opponents in these scenarios, but for newbies without a clue what's going on, they'll be eating death after death until they actually learn to pick up a mic and listen to the veterans who already went through this hellscape, that is, Squad. Number 2, From the Depths. If you were to look over forums talking about From the Depths, you'll notice two very alarming things. Firstly, the average playtime for most of the hardcore players here is in the thousands of hours, and secondly, these same players are also the ones commenting on YouTube tutorial videos made by other players saying that they didn't know that tons of these features existed. From the Depths is, if you'll pardon the pun, an extremely deep game in both terms of its gameplay and its complexity, with many new players getting utterly decimated in battles. Now, the aim of the game is to build monstrous mechanical creations and then head into battle against other players, meaning that before the action even kicks off, you're going to need a bloody master's degree in engineering to get a handle on what the hell is going on. Luckily, the community is very patient and welcoming, meaning that even if you get scrapped by them time and time again, there will be friendly faces back at the pit telling you how to improve. If only a positive community was a factor in our final game, though. Because number 1, Dota 2. In the previous version I did of this list, I mentioned the absolute salt mine of a community that makes up the League of Legends fanbase, a notably toxic group that berates and bludgeons newcomers both on and off the battlefield. And when I detailed this, a lot of Dota players pointed and laughed, clearly unaware that it's not like their own community is squeaky clean. In fact, in rather appalling fashion, a survey conducted by ADL found that over 74% of those interviewed were the target of verbal, sexual, or racial harassment while playing this game. It's a rather sobering thought, and not helped by the fact that this game has fostered a mentality of, if you're not playing this game 24/7, then you're an absolute scrub, which allows this type of toxicity to continue. For those looking to break into Dota 2, there are vast libraries of guides that all help understand the different character options, loadouts, and playstyles, to the point where it's also simply overwhelming. And yet, thanks to certain members of the community, it will always be kept at arm's length from casual players just looking to have some fun. Boo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.